Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
Cut.
The season begins tonight.
Live from the NFL Draft in Detroit, it's the Rich Eisen Show.
John Beck here. How many quarterbacks do you think go in a row to start this draft?
Ooh, I mean, I definitely think that it's going to be a 1-2-3.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network analyst Daniel Jeremiah, ESPN NFL analysts Mike Greenberg and Reese Davis, LSU head coach Brian Kelly, Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner, USC head coach Lincoln Riley. Coming up, co-host of Good Morning Football, Kyle Brandt. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show. Drafts Week Special live from Detroit at the Total by Verizon Studio. The draft is all about getting a contract, but when it comes to your wireless plan, take advantage of no long-term contract with Total by Verizon. It's the power of Verizon, priced to win. Find your local Total by Verizon store or switch at totalbyverizon.com today. Hour number three of day number two of our three-day residency here in downtown Detroit in an abandoned bank. taking out withdrawals and depositing information and entertainment. Fun. First couple hours go so fast when you're going from guest to guest to guest.
It flies.
Daniel Jeremiah in hour number one, and along with the other two hosts of the NFL draft on ESPN and ABC, Mike Greenberg and Reese Davis together. And then we just had two coaches. Brian Kelly of LSU led off last hour. We just said goodbye to Lincoln Riley, who kind of surprised us when he, you know, he told us a story about when Baker Mayfield got drafted, born out of him saying, if Caleb goes to Chicago.
I was like, why would you say that?
And I'm like, I appreciate you saying if. And then he's just like, hey, there's no givens until it happens. And he told a story about how when Baker got drafted by the Browns, the Browns never once reached out to Lincoln Riley to talk about Baker. And you would think that Baker Mayfield, despite how good he is and despite how the ball leapt out of his hands when he was throwing
it at his
pro day,
despite
all of how good he was on the field, the question was, you know, to be straight up, and I think he'd appreciate this, you know, with my honesty, even though I call him my son.
He's one of your sons, yeah.
Everyone thought he was an a-hole. And wouldn't be a problem about him fitting in.
And he's too short. And all of that stuff.
And they never once reached out to the coach.
I mean, that's how you keep that, you know, big move. It was a big move at the time. We were pretty shocked when it happened. That's how you keep it on the down low. Don't talk to the coach.
Keeping your cards close to your chest.
But what's the point of that? But it doesn't matter when you're choosing first overall. That's been the conversation. Yeah, I think my buddy DP, by the way, I'm going to go on his show in the morning tomorrow before coming in here. DP was having a conversation like, why aren't the Bears just making this announcement right now? Why aren't they doing it?
And years ago they used to do that, right?
I would say the Bears make this pick tonight. We were talking about
this. If they take the full 10 minutes, I'm going to be so pissed.
Why would you be pissed?
What is the point? Because he's been the number one pick for 16 months.
I will be honest.
That's 9 minutes longer you need to sit out in the cold.
I will be, first
I'm thinking
of, all,
of you here.
First of all, we are glass encased.
All right, my bad. So step back.
All right.
You fancy, huh?
No, that's not. We're not fancy.
That's fancy.
No,
my nickname
from Marshall Faulk was Squeaky Wheel. Okay.
Okay.
Because I would frequently voice my opinion about things, about a rundown or about a certain setup on Thursday Night Football.
And I'm guessing why that's why you're in case.
And I did make mention to close us up when I saw it was 30 degrees. And because also, I don't think a broadcast outdoors should be about how cold the people on TV look.
Right.
It should be about the information that's happening tonight. But that's neither here nor there.
But the Bears take a full 10 minutes to do something we all know they've been doing for months and months and months.
I would say they'll probably take 7 to 8. And part of the reason for that is it's a TV show. Like, let's go.
So they should be concerned with that.
Is that a conspiracy, though? The NFL is telling them, hey, just take the full time.
I'm sure they are.
Why?
Why is that a conspiracy?
It's why?
Because it's a TV show, Chris. What I'm doing tonight is a TV show. You know what? You know what the draft could be?
There's no drama to the number one pick.
Chris, the draft could be just like our fantasy drafts, where it's done in 2 seconds. We could just point and click on a mouse. It's a TV show.
Not mine.
You know his takes about 2.5 days.
The drama, there's no drama with the first pick.
But it's not about drama.
Say hello. You welcome everybody in. They boo the commissioner. And
if I'm the Bears,
take the pick.
If I'm the Bears, I take the full 10 minutes because it's a 10-minute commercial about how great the setup is going to be for Caleb Williams, how great Caleb Williams is.
But that's all we've been talking about since December.
You know, buy your, what, number 13 jerseys, right? Is it what number
question, is he going to wear 13? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, like, if I'm the Bears, I take my sweet time tonight, you know?
Do you think they call him early and let him know, though?
In the same
He's been told.
He knows already.
A long time ago. He visited one team.
I think we saw Kaylee Hartung at the restaurant last night while we were having the Rich Eisen Show team dinner last night. And she said that she had just interviewed Caleb Williams for the Today Show. And they were at lunch. And she asked him how he was sleeping at night. And he said, like a baby.
Tyler
because
Scott.
Because he knows this thing is toast.
Tyler Scott currently is 13
it's
on the
Bears.
Well, Keenan Allen also wears 13.
Keenan Allen wears 13. I'm going to guess. I'm going to say Caleb wears number 3.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Is it Tyson Bagent's number?
No, nobody has 3 on the roster right now.
Great. I'd wear number 1.
Well, Fields wore 1.
Well, let's look at the clock tonight. I'll say around 3 minutes to go on the clock, the Bears will hand it in. And then there'll be these shots of Ryan Poles sitting there stone-faced in the Bears draft room.
High fives. We'll see some high fives.
Just know you won't see him, but Brockman will be losing his mind.
Losing my mind.
For 9 minutes.
What are we doing?
What do you care?
Honestly, Rodgers should come out and say, welcome to the NFL draft. The Bears select. And then just boom. And then
we're off. Make that announcement.
And then we're off to the second pick.
It's called.
And then we hit the Bills.
Okay. Hey, I've got a top 5, everybody.
No.
Yeah, you do.
I have a top 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
For everybody out there. I've got the top 5 most underrated players in the 2024 draft. And it's presented by Applebee's. Hit it.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top 5.
All right, everybody. Got my top 5 underrated draft players.
Let's go.
By the way, this is not usually my lane, draft stock. It's not usually my lane about giving you draft stock and who's rated properly and underrated. That's normally the...
Sometimes you got to change lanes.
But, you know, I understand. And I just put Kurt Warner on the spot. Normally it's not his lane to make decisions about what Washington should do when they're on the clock. He's just an evaluator.
Sports talk radio topics.
I'm going to go in this lane. I'm going to tell you who's most underrated.
Right, well, use your blinker.
Number 5 on my list of most underrated players currently having a draft grade of either the 4th or the 5th round, I'm going with Oregon running back Bucky Irving.
Nice.
Anytime you put Oregon on, anytime you're watching Oregon, he just jumped off the screen. He personally, I think, put Colorado on ice in the first, 3 minutes of that game, Oregon versus Colorado.
So nice.
He ran a 4.55 40 at the combine, which is why people are saying, he's not that fast. But he led all of FBS running backs with 56 catches, only one fumble, and 486 career carries. He was a transfer from Minnesota, and his 2 seasons in Oregon, there were 1,000-yard seasons, including 1,180 yards with an average of 6.3 yards per carry this past season. So you want a running back that's apparently available in the 4th or 5th round on day 3. Bucky Irving's your guy. I think that's underrated. Number 4 on this list. Now, he's rated as one of the top linebackers available in the draft.
Okay.
But I don't think he's going tonight. I don't think any linebackers go tonight. Now, we thought that last year, and then Jack Campbell was chosen by the Lions here, and everybody thought that that was an overrated pick, and then everybody here in Detroit can tell you he was rated just fine. Jack Campbell, one of our glue guys from back in the day at Iowa. Mm-hmm. I'm going Peyton Wilson, the linebacker out of NC State. I loved watching this guy work out at the combine. He was fantastic, and he stuck out like a sore thumb. You know why? Because he's 6'4". He's a 6'4 linebacker, the Chuck Bednarik and Butkus Award winner of this season. He tore his ACL in his senior year of high school, and then again as a freshman. He had a red shirt, and then his junior season, it got blown up due to a shoulder injury, and all he's done is just become a tackling machine. 138 tackles last season. He's 233 pounds. In high school, he was 220 pounds, and you know what he was? A 43-0 championship wrestler. I love linebackers who wrestle. Look at this video of him just going at it.
Whoa.
In high school in North Carolina, 43-0. You don't want this guy trying to take down a running back, fill up the hole in a defense?
I bet you Triple H wants that guy.
Peyton Wilson is, for me, underrated because I don't know if he's going to be drafted in the first round tonight. I know it's tough to call a Bednarik and Butkus Award winner underrated, but I'll put him there. Number three on this list. I don't hear this wide receiver discussed very much in a deep wide receiver draft. Maybe it's because he spent 4 years at Northwestern and then had 1 year in Virginia last year. But what a year Malik Washington of Virginia had. He led the FBS with a school record 110 catches on a school record 1,426 yards receiving. He had 10 of his last 11 games were 100-yard games for the Cavaliers, 9 touchdowns, 1,706 all-purpose yards, and pretty much consensus third-round draft grade.
Mm.
So if you need a wide receiver in the third round of the draft and he's sitting there,
great spot.
Look for his name. Now, number two on this list.
Uh-oh.
We're in the state of Michigan, are we not?
Oh, baby.
Is he going to do it?
We're in Wolverine country, are we not?
He's for sure.
We're in Wolverine country. I'm going with Cade Stover, tight end out of The Ohio State University.
Oh, wow.
And I'll give you I'll give you a couple numbers here. 6'4".
That's big.
247 pounds. He ran a 4.65 40. He's got a grade of third to fourth round, right? And the reason why he's also underrated, in my mind, is he grew up on a farm, and he grew up on a farm in Mansfield, Ohio, and roll the tape here. This guy shot this video on his farm, and he strengthens his hands by massaging a cow.
I remember that from the combine.
Yeah. He said he's massaging the leather.
This is real?
This is how he strengthens his hands, by massaging a cow. How can you possibly think this man is rated properly? Here, hold on a minute. Listen to this.
That was amazing.
He's chasing a pig on the farm.
Mickey had Rocky chasing chickens, so it makes sense.
Hold on a second. Check it out.
Oh, it's so bad to get caught. Listen.
He's catching pigs on a farm.
About to turn that pig into bacon.
Oh, stop.
This man needs to be rated properly. Okay? He's chasing down pigs like Rocky's chasing down poultry.
Unreal.
And on top of it, he strengthened his hands by massaging cattle.
He probably got that Adrian Peterson grip when he shakes your hand.
We need to get a show cow so we can strengthen our hands.
I want my hands to be strong like that.
Talk about underrated. Come on. I don't know how you can actually rate massaging the leather. But number one, I'm putting him on this list, man, as the number one underrated player. Although Kurt Warner just had him rated higher on his draft board than Drake May. I'm going Michael Penix Jr. I'm going Michael Penix Jr. And by the end of the day, it is entirely possible when this man starts playing professional football and starts winning football games, we'll be wondering how the hell did everybody start passing up on him. And I understand he's got medical issues with the knees and the shoulders, and I get it. He went to Indiana, and then he went to Washington, and he didn't look great against my alma mater. I totally get it. But I don't know if Michael Penix Jr. is rated properly right now as quarterback number five in this draft class, and we'll see how that works out by the end of the day. Those are my top five underrated players in the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Applebee's, the official grill and bar of the National Football League. Celebrate the NFL Draft with 20 free boneless wings with any $40 online purchase from Thursday, April 25th, that would be today, through Saturday, April 27th. It's the start of a delicious partnership between Applebee's and the NFL. What do you think of my list?
I love it.
I don't hate it.
I love that list.
By the way, I don't find that a compliment either.
Well, like, don't, same, like don't hate it is like solid.
It's like when somebody says something is solid, I think there
you
are
an, you
far
have an issue with
more
that.
Appropriate adjectives to say something's good. Solid is just like middle of the road. It's average. It's solid.
Great take. Was, don't
it was,
hate it.
It was very solid.
Great, great. How do you like my list? Don't hate it. How is that?
It was aight.
Good one.
No, not
no, aight. You're upgrading a little bit more.
Wait, aight is better than don't hate it?
Of course.
Yeah, it's aight.
Because that means it's okay.
Yeah. Wait, well then, you didn't say okay.
But you also said when you, listen. The did you like my list?
My man was
did
massaging
you like my list?
My man was massaging cows. You know I was
can
in
we show
it.
That video one more time?
That should have been number one.
I can't get enough of this.
I mean, come on. Number one.
He's out there catching pigs.
I could not get enough of this.
Cows enormous.
You know what I'm saying? Having steak and
actually,
bacon.
You know what? Hold your powder on that. When we come back, Kyle Brandt's going to join us, and we're gonna break down a film of a man massaging a cow.
I know Kyle's going to have a great take on this.
The cows look like they love it, too. I think the cows are the winner.
How could you not, Kyle? Getting a massage before you get sent to your untimely end?
Kyle Brandt showing up in the rare Guillermo Hernandez throwback. Button up. Is that an 84 World Series?
Yes, 84. We call it Sparky Anderson Chic. That's what we're calling it, guys.
That's next. This is
Shout out to Lou Whitaker.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
Judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
All right, back here on our program on the Roku channel. Radio audience will rejoin in a couple of minutes from Good Morning Football and NFL Network. My buddy Kyle Brandt is here on the program. And you said going to break, this is a, is it still legit World Series 84?
1984 World Series, Sparky Anderson, a young Kirk Gibson, Al Trammell, Sweet Lou Whitaker.
Oh, yeah.
And I wear it because the people of Detroit know that I'm from Chicago and I don't want to get jumped in the streets.
That makes sense.
It's Kevlar.
That's smart.
I'm thrilled to be here. Great to see you, TJ. Great to see you, Dieter from Sprockets. It's always good to be here.
Now we dance.
That's it.
By the way, I didn't think that Dieter from Sprockets. That's not
it's like draft day, and he's as happy as a little girl. That's right. I'm getting
now
nervous
we
when I get on the show, Rich. I really mean it. And I'll tell you why. Because the call comes in, you get invited. Sure, of course.
Yeah.
And then, as I've told you before, the show is very well booked. So I've had experiences where I like, sure, I'll come on. And then the list comes out, and it's like, join the Ritz Eisen Show, Roger Goodell, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Kyle Brandt from Good Morning Football, and Daniel Day-Lewis. I'm like, what am I doing here? I'm going to talk about Good Morning Football, which isn't even on right now? What am I doing?
Well,
I'm thrilled for the invite, though.
What you're doing is you're showing up in Sparky Anderson chic.
That's all we got, Sparky.
That's it. I think he's wearing what you're wearing.
Look at Costas on the left.
What is Costas?
Look, full blow-dry 80s beauty. That is so great. It's the same jacket.
And I guess that must be fantastic. A Tigers executive whose name escapes me.
Who is that guy?
Probably on the phone with Ronald Reagan, I bet.
Don't know. It looks like a Tom Bosley, but I don't think it's him. Great picture. Nimble staff here.
That's it. That is Costas. Look at the baby.
That's really cool.
Costas.
He's in all of it. I think he was 12 in that picture. Great shot.
Gosh. Fantastic.
Beautiful.
An excellent choice.
Thank you.
Going outside the lane, doing a little baseball.
Yes. And, Rich, lest anyone think that I'm wearing this just to suck up to the Detroit fans, yes. I'll take it off.
Hold on a second. Look at that.
There we go. All right. So it's
hold
not
on.
About
what,
Detroit,
one second.
Guys.
I got to do a read. We're back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry.
Yes.
Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Kyle Brandt, who's
said he was wearing his Detroit Tigers baseball jacket because it was Sparky Anderson chic, and wants to make everyone understand that he's not being gratuitous
to
the Detroit fans here, and then took it off, and you've got a Pistons sweatshirt on.
Wait, laundry was piling up at home. It's all I had, and by the end of the segment, you guys, I got some Red Wings briefs underneath it. I'm going to show off. Right? I got it covered.
Kyle is the wrestler who goes into the hometown and then shouts out the crowd just so he gets cheers.
It's like R.C. Cole.
The next crowd, next town, you do the same crowd.
The same bit.
Exactly right.
I love you, Detroit.
313!
Shout out to Kelly Trepuka.
That's right. Kelly Trepuka chic.
Trepuka chic.
That's great.
Rich, we got to talk about this bank. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, we found a bank.
We are in the set of Heat. I know this is where they did the movie.
It looks like it, doesn't it?
And Val Kilmer's walking around with the giant suitcase. And you know, sit there. Let it bleed. It's great. I feel like, and then tonight, Kayla Williams is going to get a call from Chicago Bears. Yes, and maybe Ryan pulls this guy. I'm talking to an empty telephone because there's a Chicago Bear on the other end of this bleeping line. Click! Guys at home and the girls at home, it looks just like the bank in Heat. I feel like Pacino is outside with an Uzi and the guy from Silence of the Lambs who gets killed is there. It's not just the regular
guy.
I want a block on Flower and Figueroa. He's outside. It looks like the Heat bank.
And he was the one who put the lotion in the basket.
Exactly.
Same actor.
Don't you hurt my dog, Ted Levine or Levine. He's the guy.
You don't know what pain is.
You know. Exactly. Wild horses.
By the way, spoken like a true Chicago sports fan, wondering if it's Levine or Levine.
I don't know. I don't.
It's like Zach. Was it Zach's dad?
Yeah, I think he might have been Zach's dad. What a perfect pull. I think he might have been an uncle, at least.
Oh, my God. Was she a great
shout out, lady? Neil McCauley? We love you. Rest in peace.
Oh, my gosh. Kyle Brand here. It is today the last day of you being a Bears fan for the way you've been a Bears fan? Is today the day the generationally talented quarterback arrives and your entire Bears fan existence is no longer the operative way of being a Bears fan? Is that happening?
Brockman was over there bitching about how long the first pick takes, okay? And he was like, get it over with. No. Take your sweet time. Take every second.
Savor.
Make it a buzzer beater, Chicago Bears. Dive with the card. And you know why? Because this will be the last time the Bears ever have the number one overall pick, as long as I am breathing air. This is it. 2 years in a row they got it. This is the last time. Rich, I'm looking at Caleb. And remember when we were heavy into the Game of Thrones?
Yes.
The Khaleesi gave a speech. And she said, we're all just spokes on a wheel. It's the Starks, Targaryens, Lannisters, just spokes on a wheel, spins round and round. And Tyrion's not impressed. He goes, oh, yeah, you're going to stop the wheel. A lot of people have tried that. And Khaleesi says, I'm not going to stop the wheel. I'm going to break the wheel. Caleb needs to break the wheel. And Caleb is the breaker of wheels, the breaker of chains. I think they have first time rock star since 1985 when it was Jim McMahon and won the Super Bowl. I think tonight's a very special night for the Chicago Bears. So really do.
I can't blame you for feeling
very
that
special.
Way. I can't blame you for feeling that way. And I can't blame you for even having a tinge of wondering if the trapdoor is still there. Mm-hmm. But I think the days of where you and I being in the same boat, where you look at the Chiefs and it's just like, how does that feel? Mm-hmm. Or this guy who had 20 years of the GOAT, how did that feel? Like, I would love to know how that feels. I think
I can tell you how the 90s felt for me.
Do you remember?
No, particular. It's fading, but I can kind of remember.
You had it.
I did.
I've never had it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So how
or
you remember
a Seahawk fan, you know, when Russ was Russ and they were cooking and before, you know, they created all those memories of those photographs that they took down. And so, you know, you put it all together and you got to wonder if tonight is your night. And I don't blame you for feeling that way.
And
you
it's a perfect city, Detroit, Michigan. The embarrassment for decades, the Detroit Lions. And now we're one of the coolest stories in the league because they made a few good moves and a few good picks.
Yes.
When I walked over here, we walked here from the hotel. There's already many, many, many people lining up outside the barricades. And we're hours from the draft pick. And I was seeing somebody online say, man, why did they get there that early? Imagine getting there that early as a grown man. I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about. That's so naive. Because they are selling that sweet, sweet dopamine called hope. And hope is a dangerous thing, but it is also a completely validating, right, intoxicating thing. And those people who are 7 hours early, they may nail their draft picks tonight, and they may win the Super Bowl in 2 years for a terrible team picking in the top five. It happens that quick. I remember how Chiefs fans were before that Mahomes pick. Yeah. I remember Cowboys fans before and since that. I remember Patriots fans before. We all do. It can change everything tonight, and I think it's going to change for the Bears. I do.
Oh. And then there's the ninth overall pick, too.
It's so good.
Which is a cherry on top.
It's
so
good.
It really is. And so let me go. Our buddy Daniel Jeremiah, sure, thinks it's Olu Fashanu.
Is that true?
It's what he thinks. And he thinks Odunze would be there.
Yeah.
And the Bears would turn that down and take something for their line.
Schrager has Roma Dunze. A lot of people do. I've gone back and forth on this. And first of all, I want to make sure everybody knows it's not just some coincidence or some good luck that they have the one and the nine. It's good general managing. It's good ideas. It's good movement. Sure, it's losing, but you don't just luck into that. I've gone back and forth on this, Rich. Originally, I was thinking Caleb's coming in. Mm-hmm. And remind me, Rich, how old is your youngest?
She's 12.
Okay.
No, she's 10. My youngest son is 13.
All right, so I have a 10-year-old as well.
Okay.
I remember when the baby was coming, and you do something that they call nesting. Okay, where the baby's coming and you get the nursery ready and you get the white noise machine and you paint it the perfect color and the mobile and everything. And Brockman, you know, because yours is younger.
Oh, yeah.
The Bears are nesting for Caleb right now. The baby's coming. And they're checking every Pantone color, what promotes confidence, what promotes happiness. We're going to make this child work. We're going to play Beethoven. We're going to have it all. So to that point, do you continue to nest with another toy in Roma Dunze at 9? I'm actually past it, Rich. I'm team trade back at 9.
Oh.
I'm team trade back.
Okay.
Because I think they have prepared the nursery. Caleb Williams in his first game is going to break the huddle with Cole Kmet, Gerald Everett, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and DeAndre Swift. Those are his guys. That's a squad right there.
Mm-hmm.
I think take a lineman maybe, but I like the trade back because you'll next year you get a second, you get a pick next year, first round, second round. You'll have played with Caleb for you. You'll know what kind of toys he likes to play with, and then you have another one. We're talking about the Bears hitting it again. I'm team trade back.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Also because they have four draft picks.
I know.
Two in the top 10, and then two, smoke them if you got them for the rest of the two
days.
So
get some more.
Maybe you can get some more.
I know.
I don't know about that. Turning down a Dunze.
I know.
It would be a tough road to hoe.
What about my insurance, Kyle? I mean, mm-hmm. You come out to L.A., you're not going to buy a new Maybach and not get the top insurance, right? You want to protect what you just buy.
I agree, which I think I would get maybe a lineman, or I would get maybe defense, or I would get more and more picks. Ryan Poles has earned the credibility we're giving him to know he's going to do the right thing with those picks. The defense was good. The offense was good. I think they're going to be ready this year. It's a very exciting time, Rich. Maybe they'll take a player at 9. I'm not going to boo it. I just love that they're at the 1 and the 9. They're ready.
Kyle Brandt here on the Rich Eisen Show. What else are you looking forward to seeing in the draft tonight? What's your opinion there?
We've been asking the question this morning, the most intriguing player. You know, just something to chew on, okay? I think Penix is fascinating, all right, because the stock is down, and then now the day of the draft, it's going further down, depending on who you listen to, further up. If he clears the late first round, the late single digits, the teens, I think it gets really interesting then. And I don't just want to just shout Cowboys into a crowded theater, but they're at 24. They never move up. They don't do that in the first round. The last time they did in the first round was from Morris Claiborne years ago. If he gets in striking distance, I'm watching Dallas. Because there is a trend in the league right now of guys just looking at their quarterback who they like, who perform, who are good people and good teammates, and saying, I just think it's time. The Vikings moved on from Cousins. The Lions moved on from Stafford. The Packers moved on from Rodgers. Is it time? Does Jerry Jones have it in him for one last hurrah to say, Dak, we love you. We've been fantastic. But I think it's just time. I would stand and applaud if the Cowboys drafted a first-round quarterback tonight.
Ooh. I would absolutely love if that happened tonight. Because I having you put that into my world, what I'm thinking, I'm now going to finally put out there.
Let's go.
Okay. For Jerry Jones to say that he's going all in.
Come on.
And then his definition of all in is nothing like the definition of everyone else's version of all in.
Damn.
I mean, and we were talking about the other day. I mean, he's from Texas, okay, where, you know, the concept of all in was created for a poker game named after Texas, okay?
Right.
And for him to go ahead and have a grand total of six signings. Mm-hmm. That's what All In is. And then his concept of going all in, and there they are right there, NFL.com free agency tracker. And by the way, we've been referring to this all free agency long, like the Jerry Telethon. We've been updating. We've been hitting timpani.
They've been very disrespectful.
No.
Because you got to put some respect on our long snappers.
Yeah,
name,
sure.
Okay.
No. I mean, it's with a grand total of six maneuvers.
Yeah,
four of your own guys being re-signed. Only two guys, and then so we put up a tote board, and that's Jerry. That's Jerry Jones's head on Jerry Lewis's actual body.
See, that six is going to represent the next Super Bowl.
And then we update the tote board. It's six.
It's only at six.
Call in now, guys.
Jim J. Bullock, Kim Kaplan, and Tennille are standing by. You never know. You might get lucky, and they're happy to take your pledges for the Cowboys to do anything resembling all in.
Leighton Van Der Esch is standing
by. He's here.
By.
We got Dat Nguyen, folks. He'll take all your calls. My buddy, we'd love to have you. Miles Austin is sitting there with a corded phone. Please call.
We never thought as to who would be the people at the phone banks. We never thought about that.
I appreciate it, by the way.
My long-winded, long-wind setup of saying that if the ultimate is now the way to actually supplement this roster going all in is using draft choices and uses his most valuable draft choice on a quarterback, that would be off the charts.
That's all in right there.
But with Trey Lance already sitting there.
Right.
I mean, you've got the third overall pick. Like, Sean Payton's got the second overall pick from the 2021 draft. Dallas has the third overall pick from the 2021 draft. The Jacksonville Jaguars have the 15th overall pick. And the Steelers have the 11th overall selection. Mm-hmm. And for Dallas to use that draft choice on Penix would be off the...
It'd be amazing.
Well, it's content Mardi Gras for sure for us.
Yes.
A couple of things would have to happen. They would have to obviously love Penix or whoever the quarterback is. They would have to have seen Trey Lance and not like what they have in him. And they would have to look at the finances of Dak and say, we love you, Dak. We love you. I think we're going to restart this thing. And it'd be wild. Their heads would explode. But I'm here for it.
So, no, you're also thinking right now, what, too close to comfort was Jim J. Bullock's best
absolutely.
Work ever?
Well, that Hollywood Squares. I know from the squares.
I'll take Jim J. Bullock for the block have been said on planet Earth.
Who do you think Jim J. was above, Rich? I picture him above Jackie the Joke Man Martlin, and I think Whoopi was the center square for a while. I don't remember, but Jim J. was crushing it on Hollywood Squares.
I thought he was bottom center a lot.
He was our generation's Rip Taylor.
That's true.
Without the confetti.
That's great. I love it.
He used to mug so much, you figured you have a handle on the side of the
face. Shadow Stevens was always on Shadow Stevens.
This is good.
Shadow Stevens.
This is good. They're on the telethon.
What are the Cowboys up to? I mean, honestly, what in the world? The reaction by Jerry Jones to being one and done by the Green Bay Packers is something that's going to reverberate, still is, where he's saying basically what he told Jane Slater, our colleague, who is on Good Morning Football with you today.
That's more.
And she, his answer about that he is worth it. That they are working on contracts for Dak and CeeDee Lamb and Micah, even if they're not actually working on them. He's thinking about it at 2 in the morning. It's bothering him. He's thinking about it, which is enough for him because he's an option quarterback that he has every possible inch left before the boundary for him to pitch it. But if he does pitch it, he wants to see more leaves on the tree or see more plays. And it was just some wild answer, And then Schefter sitting in this seat yesterday and Pelissero with no socks also came here.
He said a lot of ankle yesterday.
And both of them say that there has been no meaningful conversation on a contract for Dak. And he's the first domino that has to fall.
It's because they're getting ready to draft Penix. Here's what I feel, Rich. My question every year for the Cowboys, and I ask it respectfully, how is this Cowboys team different? Are they special? It seems to be kind of always the same team. So to your point, as we're getting ready for the draft, where everything's fresh and everything's new, and we're going to go all in, what news nugget do I see scrolling across the bottom of the screen? They might have a reunion with Ezekiel Elliott.
Come on, guys.
What? That's what we're doing? I love Zeke. He's a great Cowboy. He jumped in a kettle once a long time ago. We got to do something bold. We got to. And I don't know if it's drafting a quarterback, but I don't see anything different. The coach isn't different. The quarterback isn't different. They have a good wide receiver. I've seen a lot of those with them. It's great. I'd like them to be different. This would be the all-time different.
Maybe Miles Austin is next.
Maybe Miles Austin is next. Wherever you are, Miles Austin, standing by to take your calls.
I mean, the piercing blue eyes.
Bringing in Tony Bright. Miles Austin, people forget this. Dated Kim Kardashian very briefly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's TMZ pictures of them going out on a date to Casa Vega or something in the Valley. I don't know what it was, but I always remember him for that. He was one of the ones. Early, too.
You said one of the ones.
Early.
Quincy Carter's on.
Quincy Carter's online.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
Chad, all right.
Drew Henson, yes. Speaking about being back in the state of Michigan here.
Yes.
So, Good Morning Football's on tomorrow.
It's on tomorrow, and it's on Saturday, too.
Saturday as well. Great. Are you doing anything with the draft? Are you doing?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm going to be in the fan pits tonight. I'm going to be in each scrum, Broncos scrum, Bills scrum, whoever it is, and I'm going to find the VP of that scrum, and I'm going to ask them their thoughts on the pick. We're going to do the NFL social channels, all that. I'm going to have the microphone. I'm going to be uncaged. It's going to be awesome.
What is there any qualifications going in for any fans that might be hearing this right now?
Yes.
That would make them stand out as worthy of being selected by you, Kyle.
More is more, folks. That's the word is extra. If you want to do the face paint and the mohawk and the headband or the semi-nudity, like, I'm looking for you, my friend, or my female friend, whoever it may be. I will find the MVP, we'll scream about the pick, and hopefully have some fun. So that is tonight. I'm very excited, Rich, to watch the 40. I know this is 20 years. This is very, very, very cool. And I know you gave me a little teaser of it during the commercial. I'm not going to give anything away, but I know it was a very special one. Congratulations.
It was, man. Yeah, at the Rose Bowl. And the kind of crazy thing is that with each passing day, we did it Sunday, with each passing day, my hamstrings are getting sore. Don't you think it should actually be better by now? It's getting worse.
Look, you train. It's great stuff. If you'd ever wish to supplement the work you do with St. Jude Children's Hospital, Ridge. I will not run, but I'd be happy to bench press for you. I think I can bang out a few reps.
Okay, this bench is a new continuation and evolution of the run. Like, we take it to Kyle now. You hand the baton to him, and he does a bench press.
Bench Kyle, bench. That's a different bench hashtag.
Every year he tries to do 225 as many as he can.
Say the word, Rich. Whenever you're ready, I'd be happy to do it. I'd love the project. It's fantastic.
Next, you know, we'll get Colleen Wolf to jump, then we'll take her vertical.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital would love it. I think they would love all of these ideas.
Great idea.
I remember back in 18 at the draft in Dallas. Uh-huh. I was doing the same thing as you, jumping in each team scrum, kind of like getting people's reactions. And you were there like a second before me in every team's group until I got kicked. Out.
Is that true?
What happened? I got kicked out. Why? But you didn't.
Why?
So. You weren't credentialed?
You weren't credentialed.
You're supposed to.
Well, we snuck in.
We didn't have the right credential.
We didn't have the right. But see, I spent the day before going all over the stadium, so I knew a way to get down on the field, and I got down on the field, and I was doing my thing, and then this lady saw me, and she was like, "You're not supposed to be here," and she had security kick me out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But I remember right being there, and Rich was on the call, and they actually showed me, and you go, "There's Kyle Brandt with zero regard for his call time," because I was doing the morning show. I was wearing a shirt at the time that said, "Free Josh Rosen," because the Cardinals were going to take Kyler number one, and he was there. Time goes fast, guys. Time goes fast.
Well, Kyle, 2017 draft in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I'm next to you on the stage when the Bears trade up to take Mitch Trubisky. I saw the sadness
I was enraged.
On your face then, and I'm excited for your joy tonight.
It's like
a
bookend.
That's what I mean.
It's a bookend.
My Bears friends are going to feel the same as Kyle.
All right, let's break the wheel, Bears fans. We're going to break the wheel tonight. That's it.
Exactly. It's like the Mitchell Trubisky moment was like when Whitman, Price, and Haddad were discovered like that they were no longer alive, and then by the end it was a total comeuppance.
So great,
right?
Basking in the Maui sun. There they are. And then they found their skulls.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
exactly, right?
Wait a second.
And it was finally revealed, in The Running Man. Tonight's the night where it's all good, only in a rerun, all of that stuff.
Yes.
It's all good, man.
Well, that hit the spot. Tonight, that's what I want Bears fans to say tonight.
Tonight's the night.
That's right.
Tonight's the night. A couple things before you go. Maybe if a fan brings livestock tonight. I don't know if that's going to be allowed to be in there. I would like to see Cade Stover's cow here tonight or all weekend long
this
to be the one brought on stage when Cade Stover gets drafted. Just have the cow somehow, some way around here in Detroit. I mean, Ohio's not too far away. And then we just have him come out and massage the cow in front of the entire draft audience.
We have precedent. I remember Tack McKinley bringing the portrait. I believe it was his grandmother.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
I remember Garrett Bowles bringing his son, Kingston Bowles, and holding him aloft.
Like the Lion King?
Exactly. And, I remember Rocky the orangutan making the pick in the late round, the Mike Mayock special.
I believe it was Grover Stewart.
It was definitely Grover.
He drafted a very good player.
And Mike said, if we don't get back to talking Big Grove right now, I'm going to walk off. He knew him so well, he was calling him Big Grove, like he just knew it all. So there's precedent. Let's get the cow.
Right. He was so angry.
Very angry.
When he said, if we get the ape back, that would be a big problem. And it's just like, Mike, I don't mean to correct you, but it's an orangutan.
Yes!
Which sent him further into a complete rage.
That's good.
So there's that.
And I am a fan of the massaging cow, the tight end. I'm a fan of, I remember there was the story about Jordy Nelson was that he would work on a farm in Kansas, and that's how he stayed in shape, and he would bale hay, and he would, I don't know how to say this, he would impregnate the calves. Not himself, of course. That's impossible and illegal. But I think he would do it with a device.
Right.
But Jordy would do that in the
office. It's a thing. Yeah,
it's true.
Thing.
You can
maybe
Google
that's
it.
Why he didn't get drafted until like the third round. It was a red flag. People didn't know what he was doing.
Maybe that's why his hands were so good.
That's a red flag.
So true.
That's what we call a red flag. Good to have you, Kyle.
It's always so much. I get nervous to hear, and then I have so much fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Let's just go straight to the fun next time.
Let's do it.
It would be great next time that you come on the show. We have in Detroit. I mean, if you want to come on next couple days. It's there in the monitor.
Oh,
you
Cameron!
You wear your Red Wings.
Okay, this is perfect.
Cameron collection.
Cameron Fry from Chicago, representing Detroit.
That's what I'm
like
saying.
Like me. That's exactly right.
That's it.
Gordie Howe jersey. That's so cool. God, you guys are quick
that's
here.
Next
Love
up.
You, Cam.
Thanks, it. That's next up. Thanks for being here, man.
Thanks for having me, man.
Kyle Brand, everybody. Check out Good Morning Football on NFL Network Friday and Saturday for everything that happens tonight and Friday and preview Saturday's coverage right here on The Rich Eisen Show. We'll be back to wrap things up. Day two of our residency here in Detroit in a moment. Getting drafted and signing that first pro contract is the ultimate feat for athletes. But if you're a fan, you don't need a contract to share life's wins and stay connected when you switch to Total by Verizon. No contracts, no commitments, and unlimited data for just $25 a line for 4 lines with autopay. If there was a draft for wireless plans, Total by Verizon would go first overall. Find your local Total by Verizon store or switch at TotalByVerizon.com today. Back here in Detroit in the Total by Verizon studio. And more people are getting on the street.
I just see some Jaguars fans across the street.
There was a guy that looked like Heisenberg that walked by a few minutes ago.
I got
a little word.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was during the interview.
There was a dude who did look like Howie Roseman who walked down the street, though.
Maybe it was Howie trying to move up in the draft.
Howie's definitely in his office right now.
That guy there in the middle kind of looked like Schefter for a split second, but now that look at him,
it was him. He was on his phone.
Do you think that was a fake call yesterday?
Of course it wasn't.
That is the hot Twitter rumor that was a fake call.
There's
way.
The hot Twitter rumor. It's so stupid. Thing's dumb.
Oh, yeah.
What are the odds? Like, speaking of dumb, what are the odds on the Chargers taking a quarterback now?
Oh, I haven't seen it. But that's been, Schefter came out and said it was absolutely stupid.
So now that's done?
I think it's pretty much squashed.
I mean, I know Adam's mannerisms and everything. He had the look when that phone, because he looked at his phone multiple times.
Yeah, he did.
Stuff. This is
He was looking.
He's usually working too. It seems
he was looking down a lot,
and so he can do the multitasking. He can do it, but when he looked down at the phone, he had that look of oh god, of all times that this guy finally calls
right,
me back.
I need to take this. Yeah,
so. I thought that was completely
cool
legit.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
But that was funny that you think otherwise. Game time tickets is available for you to put on your mobile device, your tablet, anything that makes it easier for you to buy tickets. Guess what? Game Time is perfect for you because prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to the first pitch or closer to any event. Game Time is now an authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets even faster and easier for that. Killer last-minute deals, all in prices. So you see the total up front, no surprise fees at checkout. Views from your seat so you can see exactly where the field is or the court is or the stage is or home plate is from the seat that you're interested in. The guesswork is completely removed out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app to that mobile device I'm talking about. Create an account. Use the code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account and redeem the code RICH for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I cannot believe the draft is finally here and it's tonight. It's finally coming here,
so
man.
So excited. It's going to be incredible tonight.
You know me, Chris, I was mocked out for a while, so I can't wait for the real thing to start tonight.
It's real tonight. So again, predictions. Caleb Williams will be chosen by the Bears.
More than likely. Yeah.
With
9 minutes and 45 seconds on
I'll
the clock.
Go 2.5 minutes left in the clock. They'll spend the first seven and a half minutes.
Well, Kyle changed my opinion on it. Yeah, if you're a Bears fan, you kind of do want to savor that. But also, you probably just want to get it over with, right?
I just want the pick to be announced as soon as it's handed in.
I just don't want to back up.
That's the worst thing. When you're hosting a draft where it's like, okay, so here's what we're doing on NFL Network. I'll just tell everybody in advance. We're talking about Caleb Williams before the pick. So when the pick hits, we're not spending that time on Caleb Williams. We know who it's going to be.
Right, now we're going to
act as if Caleb Williams is a Bear, and then the only thing the exclamation point will be the actual announcement of it.
Right, okay.
Normally the announcement kicks off that analysis.
But you're already
We want to move on to Jaden Daniels and Drake May and the Washington Commanders decision at 2 right away. So I want that pick to be announced as soon as it's in, like literally as soon as it's called in and they write down the information. I want Roger Goodell up on that stage right away. If I may have the temerity to demand something of the commissioner.
I believe you should just text him and tell him your feelings.
Just say, hey, RG, get a move on.
You had the temerity to get your set in case so you wouldn't be cold. So
Temerity. That's called self-preservation.
Oh, gotcha.
Rich, you mentioned odds a second ago. So I'm looking at some of them right now. I think my favorite one right now, odds to be the number 5 overall pick. Is J.J. McCarthy is the favorite to go number 5.
Meaning the Chargers don't choose him.
It doesn't say a team. It's just that's the spot for him. Joe Alt is the second best odds, and J.C. Latham is third.
Joe Alt is not going to be a Los Angeles
I totally agree with
Charger.
You. I totally agree with
the
you.
The guy who calls their games is the same guy who is the best in the business, with all due respect to Mel Kiper, at draft analysis and broadcasting it. Daniel Jeremiah, Rashawn Slater is an all-pro left tackle. They are not going to take the best left tackle in the game and say, relearn a position. They're just not going to do it. They will take J.C. Latham over Joe Alt.
No, I'm just shocked that McCarthy's there, which means
why would that be
Chargers,
shocking to you? Because the
Chargers trade out.
Because the come at me mock draft has that spot being J.J. McCarthy being drafted. Dude, if I get the first 5 right.
Oh, that would be nice.
If I get the first 5 right, that'll be the lead of tomorrow's program. Forget about the rest of the actual draft.
I'm rooting for it.
If I get the first 5 right, because the first 4 right would be chalky. Okay?
Did you bring the crystal ball with you? Or?
It didn't fit in the overall department.
There's my mock, man. There it is.
Caleb, Jaden, Drake, Marvin.
The bottom 5.
Vikings trading up to 5, I'd be pretty. I mean, that's a big move.
It is a big move.
It's a big move.
But you got to do it. You can't run a risk.
Yeah, can't run the risk.
I don't think, but.
So I can't. Tonight, I know you don't always love this. The Goodell hugs. I love that moment.
I'm
it's so
I'm
cool
hug, I'm
to me.
Out.
You're hugged out.
I'm hugged out.
You know, happy things sometimes.
Nah. One of them, you know, somebody's going to try and body slam him 1 year.
Andre the Giant.
He was looking for ibuprofen during the middle of the draft. I think it was one in Cleveland.
Body slam Andre here in Detroit, Michigan. 93,000
at the Silverdome.
Didn't Tony Khan get body slammed last night?
Tony Khan got beat up by the Elite last night. So I mean, and then Shot Khan came out to check on him, which is crazy because it's the day before the draft. All right,
17th overall.
17th overall pick, and Shot Khan's down in Jacksonville. He's got to worry about the young Bucks
Trent
and O'Connor. Balky's, and
Trent Baalke's got it handled.
And Jack Perry, who, by the way, is Luke Perry's son, the actor, beating up Tony Khan on TV.
Speaking of which, before we go, I know you guys want to give me crap. J.J. McCarthy was here yesterday.
Yeah, Rich.
My cell phone protector case was really janky and falling apart to the point where my kids were all like, Dad, you can't walk around like that. So I went and I got a new phone protector.
Instagram ad?
No. I just went and looked for which Michigan football championship
sure.
style phone case would be good. And I right. found one that said Michigan beat everybody.
Right.
And had J.J. McCarthy sign it going out the door. I don't really ask for autographs.
In a,
don't,
in a gold Sharpie. It was unbelievable.
You took a photograph of him doing that.
It was very cool.
And you're like, you should take this out of rotation.
Yes. Take the case
Rich,
off.
I'm like, first off, either ditch the case or we got to put some tape or some
laminate,
sealant over top of it because it is going to smudge.
Well, and I started, you know, toying with it, and it wasn't smudging just by me.
Yeah, you were like, look, it's not smudging.
I know, I saw, so it's great.
But I was like, Rich, you cannot carry this. This is like a one of one.
An hour later, after leaving the show, put my cell phone in my pocket, took it out, and I will now show the current state of the phone case.
Please zoom in as tight as possible. It's gone!
It's gone.
J.J. McCarthy's signature is gone.
There's still a speck of gold.
It's literally Back to the Future, and Marty McFly's family has disappeared.
Gone, bro. We told you.
But you know what's not gone? The fact that Michigan beat everybody.
I mean,
great.
That's not going to fade ever.
McCarthy's signature made it way cooler.
And plus, you could have made some money off that.
But I told you what to do.
But then I could have, my phone would have been in complete danger the rest of the
time. You could buy another phone, Rich. You can't buy another J.J. McCarthy autograph.
We're in a city with malls and kiosks.
Middle of the mall, I can get you a phone case.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
You had your quarterback sign. That should have been something that your grandkids would have owned.
It's gone. Right?
It would have been passed down as an Eisen family heirloom, but no.
Rich, I feel like I'll a family
JJ
member
McCarthy
to you.
Back.
I'm not mad.
Yeah, I'm just sad.
I'm disappointed.
I'm sad for you. Because we told you.
You know what? J.J. McCarthy, he's going to be back on the Rich Eisen show.
I hope
show
he doesn't sign.
Point.
I hope he never gives you another autograph.
Out of principle?
Just out of GP, general principle.
Wow.
No, because you don't know how to take care of stuff.
Look, that's a little harsh. You could be talking about my quarterback.
That's true.
I root for you. thanks for taking in this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We will be back on the air live from Detroit at the Total by Verizon Studio on Friday, and we'll have a ton of answers.
Have fun tonight, everybody.
We'll chat.
Stay warm. Go Cowboys.
On Friday.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.